you tell a little about yourself?
Avery Kishmanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of writing.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, October 18th, 2020. I'm Atef Erfani, hosting this program today. Listeners Special is a Sunday program where your views are presented through emails and letters. So contact us and tell us what you think about our programs. Or if you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports, as you know, are very useful and important to us, especially to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our listeners throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving a QSL card from us. But unfortunately, these days, with the outbreak of coronavirus around the world, please don't expect a QSL card from IRIB English Radio. As you may know, sending any material on behalf of IRIB English Radio is temporarily halted due to the pandemic. And here, I truly appreciate those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Gwedner Traun Fulner from Austria, Hasna from India, and Musharraf Hussain from Pakistan. Gwedner, Hasna, and Musharraf, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. Thank you. And also a million thanks and gratitudes to those of our listeners who have kindly sent us emails and letters, which I mentioned some of their names here, including Brad Sutter from the UK. Here we have an email from Ronald Hagenson from Germany. Fabio José da Silva from Brazil has sent us an email. Paco López from Spain. And Harald Seuss from Austria. Dear listeners, stay with us until the end of the program. I will be back with all these kind messages just in seconds. This is Listeners Special, and we start our today's emails and letter with an email from Fabio José da Silva from Brazil. Fabio says, enclosed to this email is an audio recording for confirmation of the QSL card and promotional materials of your dear international radio. I wish my friends in the English service of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran many professional achievements and success. Keep doing the good job and provide us with informative and interesting programs as always. Greetings to you, Fabio, from Brazil. We're so grateful for this email. Fabio, your kind words of appreciation warms our hearts and, you know, strengthens our resolve to continue walking on this path and doing our best to provide our listeners with informative programs, as you said, and updated and unbiased news from around the world. Fabio, why don't you tell us which programs you like the best? We're looking forward to hearing from you soon in the future. Stay safe and healthy and keep in touch with IRIB English Radio. Thank you again, Fabio, from Brazil. So from Austria, we have an email from Harald Seuss. Harald Seuss says, my friend, Mr. Gudner Transfulner, living in Salzburg City in Austria, has sent a reception report to me and was asking for a QSL card. If you agree with the details, please, can you send him a QSL card via post mail? Thank you very much and best regards from Austria. First of all, greetings to you, Harald Seuss from Austria, and please accept our best thanks for this message to IRIB English Radio. Unfortunately, as we have mentioned several times in our programs, we can't send you any material, including QSL cards or promotional items or IRIB English Radio souvenirs due to the outbreak of coronavirus around the world. This is a protocol. We have to avoid it until everything gets back on track and the disease is over around the world. And then IRIB English Radio can send you different items, including QSL cards, promotional items, and souvenirs. In your upcoming emails, please tell us your views about broadcasting English IRIB English Radio, and keep in touch with us anyway. Thank you. Thank you, Harald Seuss from Austria. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with your kind emails and letters. And from Spain, we have an email from Paco Lopez from Spain. Paco says, first of all, I would like to greet you and point out that I am a person very interested in everything related to the events and customs of your country, Iran. For this reason, through my shortwave receiver, I listen to different countries' bands to follow the course of events live and to have fun with their music. I would be very grateful if you could provide me with a letter or QSL in which it is indicated that I have captured your station through the means and I have included in this email. I would be very glad if you could send me some details about the programs that you transmit. I thank you in advance for your help and I await your reply with great interest. Paco Lopez from Spain, greetings to you. Our gratitude knows no bounds. Thank you for writing to us. I thank you most warmly. It was so awesome of you finding interesting everything related to Iran, including events, customs, different things. Your generosity overwhelms us. Regarding your request about sending QSL cards, letters, or other items, Paco, you have to be patient in this regard. Sending any promotional item on behalf of IRIB English Radio or, materials like QSL cards is temporarily suspended due to the outbreak of coronavirus. Thank you again. You also requested some details about the programs that we transmit by referring to our website at www.parstoday.com/en. You can find the frequency and also the program's schedule. Thank you for writing to us. We're looking forward to hearing from you soon in the future. Paco Lopez from Spain. Also from another European country, from Germany, we have an email from Ronald Hagenson. Ronald says, dear friends, it's a great pleasure to listen to your programs here in Germany via shortwave. It's my hobby to listen to their radio worldwide on medium and shortwave. This is my second attempt to listen to IRIB English Radio. I hope to continue our correspondence and would be very pleased if you confirm my reception report with your detailed verification letter or card. With the best wishes and regards for IRIB English Radio. Greetings to you from Iran, Ronald Hagenson from Germany. It's a pleasure to have you with us again in this message. We value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. Thank you for writing to us. And we also hope that this mutual correspondence between IRIB English Radio and you, Ronald Hagenson from Germany, continues. Ronald Hagenson from Germany, unfortunately, we can't send you a letter or a QSL card due to the outbreak of coronavirus around the world. Anyway, write to us. We are waiting for more emails and letters from you soon in the future. Ronald Hagenson from Germany, thank you again. Dear listeners, what about a short break? Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and here we have a message from Brad Sauter from the UK. He says, I listen to the IRIB English service whenever I can. It's nice somehow. Would you please let me know if it would be possible for you to send me a QSL card? Thank you very much. We are grateful for this message, Brad Sauter from the UK. As we have mentioned in our program, sending any material, including QSL cards or souvenirs of IRIB English Radio or promotional items, is temporarily suspended due to the outbreak of coronavirus. Anyway, thank you for writing to us, Brad Sauter from the UK. Why don't you tell us your views about our broadcast? In the upcoming emails, we are waiting for your views about the programs broadcast in IRIB English Radio. Thank you again. We are waiting for more emails from you, Brad Sauter from the UK. Dear listeners, here we've reached the section of this week's interview, which is conducted with one of our regular listeners. Please take a listen.
Okay, my name is Ibrahima. Well, I finished from International Institute of Journalism here in Abuja, that is the headquarters of Nigeria. And also I make studies, I study in Germany, I study in France, and I study in some parts of African countries. I am not actually a journalist. I'm working with a radio station here in Kaduna, and I also send reports to so many other radio stations around the globe. Well, I must say my kind of job I do is that I have so many things I do, like I do take part-time lectures. I give to some of these part-time university, and I deliver lectures on French and German language as a part-time lecturer. And I have so many activities that I used to do. I'm a presenter in a radio station, and then so many other things. Well, the English service radio station, firstly, I must tell you the fact that I attach and I cherish, firstly, the style of the presentation that is coming up from the broadcasters. I first listen. It's my orientation that I have to even at the Institute of Journalism. When I used to approach my lecturer on the style of news I used to hear from the English service, it's quite different from our own local radio station here. So I am adapted to the radio station, that is the Iran English service, because I learned so many things with them, and as such, I put it into my practice before I became a senior reporter here. So it really helped me because I listened to the style of the presentation first, and the presenters are always, I don't know how they organize their reporters, but it's something that I just discovered. I always learn something from their reporters, the style of the presentation, the way they organize the room. But I must have to say that I discover most of the news is basically Arab region, Arab region reports and the news always within the region and some parts from the Africa, little, but sometimes from Asia, little. But the much of the news is emphasizing mostly on the region of the Arab, more especially Iran. I must say I learned so many things from that radio station. I must say big thanks to them. I keep on listening because I benefited so many things from them so far. Big thanks go to all the listeners, fans, love all over the world listening to International Radio of Iran. Big thanks to you, and I just want you to know that Iran Radio remains one of the untouchable and reliable, best information circulation, best in all time of news discovery, the first always to bring a breaking news, ready to give you all whatever I would. My best regard to all go to listeners all over the world. I wish you the best, and I wish you keep listening to this best radio station. Best is what I give you, and the radio is ready to give you the best. This is my message to them.
And here we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special. Many thanks for being with us and goodbye.
Listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with Arabi English Radio.